Hello, everyone. All right. When you guys come in, here's what I want to know. If you're actually going to be able to hear me, I am outside on vacation doing this live video. And unfortunately, I have no place in the house to do it. Mr. Crabtree is still sleeping in our bedroom, which is my studio as of right now. So I'm going to try to do this outside. But if it's too windy and noisy, I will figure out another place to go. So as you're coming in, can you just tell me in the comments if the sound quality is going to be too bad to do this? You can hear me? Okay. I was all worried that the sound quality was going to be too bad. So, but since this is just a video on virtual camp and what to expect and all those kinds of things, I think it'll be okay. So this is the Q&A video. I am going to need you, if you have a question about virtual camp, you just need to put it in the comments and start it off with hashtag ask, because the internet here, like my Verizon internet works okay, but my laptop internet is not so amazing. So I don't have my usual system where the coaches can send me stuff. So just use hashtag ask. Let me tell you a little bit. And Paula, I'm glad you're here. We are going to sell this out on Monday for sure. So we were going to be able to keep virtual camp open through all the way up until that moment. But what I have decided is we have had so many people sign up for it that what I would like to do is just like we're going to close registration down on Monday so that every single person gets the swag package if you are within the United States. I am going to help our international members. I'm going to pull together something for you to tell you exactly the things that you would want to have printed out beforehand, or at least have pulled up on your computer so that you can do the work with us. But so much of what we're going to be doing is things that I would like for you to have your planner for, or at least access to. I'm going to go ahead and just, we're going to cap the doors on Monday. So we have over 400 of you already signed up for virtual camp. And if you sign up before Monday and you are in the United States, we will be able to get you your personalized swag box. So it is a good swag box. It's got a journal. We're going to have our own Nobius journal in there. We're going to have our planner in there. So you'll have like something that you can write in to take notes. You'll have your planner, which we're going to go through some of that stuff together during camp. But the entire thing on camp this year is about confidence. I am going to be teaching you how to find confidence in yourself, in your planning, and your like the things that you do, all the stuff. That is what I really want to teach in this particular 3-day weekend. When I talk to everybody about, when I was talking to everybody about what did they most want, the residing thing was, I want to make sure that I leave understanding how to be confident. I want to feel confident that I can do this. And so I am designing all of it around the idea of, one, understanding confidence, two, how do you get confidence, three, all the things that we do that you need to be doing that create confidence for you. So that's what we're going to be really focusing on the entire weekend. A lot of you are, since you're going to be doing it virtually, are wondering like, how is that going to work? If you went to the Ending Self-Sabotage class online, it will be very similar to that. So we will have a live chat with the coaches going the entire time before virtual week. Like the schedule is on the event page now. You will just need to be there live. We will be taking some breaks. So I like to keep the breaks about 15 minutes. So we'll do usually around 2 hours of instruction, 2 hours of coaching, things like that. And then we'll take a quick 15-minute break where you can come in and out. You'll also get all the replays. So if for some reason you can't make the entire time, or there's certain parts that you have to, you know, I know when you're at home, it's a little like, it's a little bit more distracting and stuff. You'll get all the replays, whether you attend live or you attend virtually. So you can always come back to some of that stuff. And then if for some reason you just want the camp and you're like, I can't come at all, but I'd be more than happy to just have those replays, that'd be perfect. For those of you who are coming in person, how, and virtually, this is how we're going to do it. we're going to coach the people who were there live. So way camp always works is I do some teaching. So I will be doing some teaching and like on concepts. And some of the concepts I'm doing is like a body shop workshop. I'm going to be doing like the first day is all going to be about the new think, feel, do cycle, which is just the middle part of the model. We're just now really focusing in on that because if you understand that piece, you get thought work. It is the easiest part of the model. And so we're switching our focus in No BS to that being the part of the model that we're always going to double down and understand. So I'm going to be teaching that for the first time. And then we're going to work on believing new things. And this is important. So we used to teach a concept called thought laddering. And I've actually got a new way to teach it where it's going to be showing you like the pathway to the new believable thoughts. And so I'm going to be teaching that. And that so that first day is really going to be about your thoughts, finding your thoughts, understanding your thoughts, understanding what a feeling is, and really doubling down on, all right, now that I know my thoughts, let me figure out the structure to believe new things. Now, if you're not coming to camp and you're like, I want to learn this shit, I do not want you to be worried. They're going to be doing live time processing and work on this. This is stuff that we are putting into the new no BS. So you will end up getting it. Like this is not like, it won't be the camp version, but they're going to be workshopping it. But we are going to offer this stuff to you guys as courses later in the year. So I don't want you thinking like, oh my gosh, like somehow I'm not going to be able to get shit. No, y'all always get tons of shit. You do not have to worry about that. We will be giving you plenty. This is more like for people who, like when I think about camp, this is for people who are saying, I want to spend very focused time working on stuff in one big swoop so I can like move that needle faster. That's what it's really for. But trust me, you're going to get like, we're not going to be teaching stuff at camp and be like, it's a super secret. We'll never speak of this ever, ever again. It's just when you come to camp, I always think about like when you come to camp virtually or when you come to camp in person, you're giving yourself the opportunity to focus, be distraction free, and to really learn. That's where the real value is. So at virtual camp, for all of you who were there, what we are going to do is we are going to have the coaches are going to be live in chat. So you will have a video that you're watching us live time the entire time. We have professional videographers there. You will be getting the same experience. So like if we're playing hype music, all that stuff, you'll be involved in all of it. But there will be a live chat going on the entire time. So if you want to talk to the coaches, ask questions when we're doing worksheets and you guys are doing worksheets, you will have the coaches there helping you guys process. Just like the people in the room will have mentors there helping them live process. So you're going to get a super similar experience. The only difference with the virtual people is you guys, we will not be able to bring people on screen to get coached. So all of the coaching will exclusively happen for the people who are coming to Nashville. But we will take some questions from the virtual audience. So the coaches, what they're going to do is like, as we're doing things, they're going to be making sure that they're scrolling stuff and anything that gets asked over and over again that maybe the live audience isn't addressing, they'll get a mic and say like, our virtual people are asking this. So my job is to keep it so interesting and so dynamic and so engaging that you literally feel like you're there too. A lot of people have been saying that they are either getting a hotel room so that they can spend the weekend by themselves doing their personal development. We've had a few people say, like two or three people have rented a house or something along those lines, and they're going to live stream and they're going to do it all together. So like if you have accountability groups and you guys want to do that, I totally think you guys should do it. I mean, I think that like my girlfriend Jane and I, very often we go on self-development weekends or we'll get together for a weekend and we literally will like take a book or something and we'll discuss it and we'll read it and do all those things. Okay, let me see what questions you have going on here. Let me scroll all the way back up to the top. Somebody wanted to know where I got this hat. Actually, one of our members gave me this hat at a camp. I love this hat. Let's see. So I don't know where it came from, but it's a good hat. Cass. I remember when I was the only international member. I know. Now we have a whole international like squad. I'm going to be traveling during the weekend. Will there be recordings so I can review? Yes. I already answered that. There will be recordings. Everybody who signs up for camp will get the edited chaptered recordings and stuff. If you guys want to if y'all want to know what that looks like, if you go to the website now, pmptribe.com, and you go to the bonus courses and look up the self-sabotage course, look for the replays of our, look for the replays of the ending self-sabotage. That's what you'll get. You'll get something very similar to that. Are you using the same website-based delivery for the live video for virtual camp or Zoom? Yeah, we're doing the same thing that we used for the live. Some of the little bit of tech issues that we had, we learned a lot through that experience, so we don't anticipate those this time. So just so you know, we are going to be using the same kind of platform. It'll be a web page with the video. There will be a live chat feature that underneath where people, like all the people who are virtual, can talk and talk to coaches. We'll also have a help desk that Chris will be manning, more than like. It'll either be Chris or someone on our team will be manning that. It'll probably be Chris at first, and then we'll have somebody else take over. He is always the help desk. Let's see. Confident in the program, eating the bad foods, 2 to 2, and still losing weight. Yeah, we're not going to, remember, we're not going to call them bad foods, Julie. Will you continue to do virtual camps in addition to in-person? I can't make this one. I don't know, Elizabeth. We really would like, it's really going to depend on travel and COVID stuff. We prefer not to, just because I wanted to do, we've always been asked to do a virtual event. We may do a virtual version once a year, but it's a big endeavor. I will just let you guys know, it is no small task. In order to do a live stream, we have to hire an entirely different team on top of my team. So we have the people who were at live camp. They're doing the videography. They're doing the live version. Then you have a live stream videography team. Then you have my team. Like, you know, before my team was going to work in person. Well, now I have to send them all off to virtual. And then I have to get other people to work the live. Like, it's like running two events at the same time. It's not just like you just throw up a camera and it's like, all right, everybody turn your TV on. It's really a different animal. And in order for the virtual people to have an experience, like, we have to have our event team do it, like a special event package for you guys. Like, we put a lot of effort into making sure I just like for everything that you do inside of No BS to feel unique and special. Like, that is like, you can ask the team. Our word is lush. I want you guys to always feel like you're getting this, the most lush weight loss experience you can get. So that's our key word that we're always trying to do. So we try to make like our planner. I use a special paper. I want it to feel lush when you're using the planner. When we, you know, like, I have like a rule that our help desk, like, when you guys email in support, it has to be cleaned out every day. Like, everybody serves on the help desk. I don't care. Like, I'm the only person who is not in there, and that's because, like, I'm here. But I just am like, I'm a hound for this stuff. And so when we do things, I don't want to do things unless we can do them right. And so, and I'm not a perfectionist, but I am like, what all can we do to make shit special? Because I don't, like, it would be easy to just throw it up on a Zoom. Like, I could literally just like say, all right, just Zoom, put this in Zoom and we'll just do it like we always do. But that's not a virtual experience. It just isn't. Like, Chris and I are even working on right now how to start taking your Zoom experience to a whole new level. That's coming in a few months. But it's like, I just want, I just know weight loss is hard enough. And if weight loss doesn't feel fun, if it doesn't feel luxurious, if it doesn't, like, if you don't look forward to it, it's so much harder.
And I just think it's one of the keys to helping people lose weight is to make sure that weight loss is like a fun, fucking entertaining event. You know, like I want the weight loss part to be as entertaining as what we have always used food to do, you know? So we try really hard to create those experiences. So like, that's why I'm not sure, like, we're going to do it this time and we're going to bang it out of the park. But I just know that, like, for future events, if it looks like it divides our attention too much, we probably won't. And we may only do it once a year or something along those lines. But I'm like, if y'all know me, I am open to interpretation at any time. I might say this and then like it, you know, and change my mind. And I think that's one of the things that makes me, that's always made me successful in a lot of different ways, but especially even in weight loss, is I am only locked in on what works for me. And if that changes over time, then that changes over time. I don't get hung up in there only being one way to do things. So I hope that's the long way to answer your question. Is October the same theme? Yes. So October will be the same theme. We're still going to do confidence. We're going to do a lot of the things that we're doing at this camp. But I promise you, every single camp experience, I change things some. So I always manipulate a few things. There may be like, I may like teach it this way this time. And then by then, there's something else that I really want to include. I will include that and that one. I'll move some stuff around. And the other thing that changes dramatically from event to event is about at least, I would say, 75% of the live event is live coaching and Q&A. It is, here's the topic. I want you guys to do some like excavation work. And then I am just going to coach and answer questions. And so I never know what I'm going to get. And so like, we're going to be talking about, let's say we're talking about body image. You know, every camp, I could have people stand up and the body image talk will go in a whole different direction. It's just going to be dependent upon who wants to get coached and stuff. So they're always very unique in and of themselves, even if the content is similar, just because the people who were there, like when I teach, I only teach for like 5 to 15 minutes. And then we go into the coaching and the worksheets and the Q&A. And then I'm teaching based on what that room is needing. So that means that the vast majority of what I instruct during an event is extemporaneous. It's off the cuff. It's just, I mean, if y'all wonder why, like, I've got a book sitting right here. I was reading right before I came on here. If you know, I keep this brain really full because I don't ever know what I'm going to get, you know, and I always want to have as much information as I can to be able to give back. Let's see. Is there a discount for international members who cannot receive the swipe back? There is not, Kelly. There is not. But we are working on something for international. I'm going to talk to Paula about it today. The biggest problem with international is because of COVID, even if I sent everything now, I don't know that we could get it to you, no matter what. We experienced this with some other stuff we tried to do with DSB and junk. So I made the decision that we just couldn't send these this time. Like, I didn't want your experience to be contingent upon that swag box. But I am, like, one of the things I was working on this morning as I was working on some of the camp stuff is figuring out, like, we're going to have, like, an international email. I'm going to walk you through what you need to have so that you get the best experience that you can. But that's what we're going to do. Will all virtual attendees be able to be coached? You won't be like coached, but there will be, the coaches are going to be in the chat, if that makes sense. So like, if you're asking questions, the coaches are going to be in there. On Friday night, there is a Q&A only for the virtual people. So I'll be on stage and then they're going to give me questions. So we're going to do like a 1 hour power of Q&A for the virtual people. Then the rest of the weekend, they're going to be going through the virtual chat and getting me the questions to make sure that I'm answering and stuff. Let me see what Okay, so yes, we will. So Paula, let me know. Are we going to? I know we've been deciding things on the fly, like so crazy. And I've been on vacation with hardly any internet. Are we sending the, are all the international people getting the box? We just can't guarantee it. Is that what we ended up deciding? Because I'm not sure what happened with that. That would be my preference. It just will take a while. But my main concern is making sure that the international people, that you know what you need so that when you're there, you have what you need to get the stuff done. Because even the people in person, they're not going to fill out their entire planner while we're there. They really only need one 24-hour planning worksheet. You only need one of each sheet. So it's a lot less of the stuff. And I know Paula just, I think Paula just said, yes, that is. So I'm going to assume that's you, Paula. I'm at the very top. The workbooks, we're not doing a workbook this time, Sarah. We're doing the planner is actually the workbook this time. That's in your swag package. You can register up until Monday. We're closing registration down. Everybody's getting it closed down on Monday because I just want to make sure that everybody has what they need. So if you want to come, you need to register. And then we'll, like, you know, that's what we're doing. Let's see. Some of these people are like, I've got a VRB too. The virtual camp is $249, Carrie. If you'll go to pnptribe.com, just click on events, and then you'll see the whole event page with the agenda and everything that that we're doing. But that's the best place to go look. Claire, what happens with the swag if you live outside the United States? That's what Paula was just answering. We are going to be sending out international swag. It just, it probably won't get there in time. I mean, it'll be lucky if it does. It's just with COVID, it was hard enough to ship shit to international people before, but now like it gets hung up all over the world, all kinds of stuff. Jill, if you want to know about camp, for all of you who want information, if you'll go to pnptribe.com, go to the membership portal, go to the events thing. There's a whole page of information there. It's like dates, agenda, what I'm teaching, questions, everything is there, including all the virtual information. And that is where you actually can register. Let's see. Was there an answer about the side groups for the virtual camp? The chat for self-sabotage was fast. Yeah, the chat was fast. There won't be side groups. We don't have that technology right now. We are looking into it. Live chat features and stuff like that. Like, we just didn't want to do it on Zoom because right now Zoom is like up and down for stuff like this. I was on a Zoom call the other day. I did a training and had 2,000 or 3,000 people there. And in the middle, it just froze up and quit. So I want to use a platform that I know will work. And so we're going to use that with ChatRoll. So one of the things that some people have said that they're going to do is when we take breaks, if you have your accountability groups or if you have some small groups that you want to form beforehand, because when you join, you're going to go into the virtual camp Facebook group. You could break off in there into some smaller groups. And then when we have lunch and when we have like breaks, if you guys want to pop on a Zoom call real quick with each other and discuss, you guys could do some stuff like that. If I'm not up to speed with NoBS, is it still appropriate to attend this virtual event? It's fine. Don't attend virtual camp if it's going to overwhelm you. But it's not like you're going to learn like stuff in there. It all supports NoBS. It will not take away from any of that. But I want you to think about you. I don't want anyone signing up thinking that they have to do that in order to lose weight. And I don't want anybody signing up thinking, I got to do all the things and I'm going to be very overwhelmed. You know you better than I know you. But I'm just going to give you like the obstacles that come up. We're going to do amazing things in camp, but the beautiful thing about a 3-day virtual workshop or in person is that if you will schedule it as like, all right, this is my personal development weekend. Like I've been to several online events and that's what I do. And I like get a lot of work done during that time because I block it out. It's very intentional. That's a huge piece of it. And the whole time we're talking about the same things and it's like a, like it's a story, right? But I only want you there if you're actually going to be a very intentional, if you're actually going to go into it doing that and, you know, you're going to not get overwhelmed by attending. If you are the kind of person who gets overwhelmed, stay in the Nobius lane. There's no problems with that. You will lose plenty of weight staying in your Nobius lane. Let's see. We do not have a wait list for in-person camps, guys. How we do, if you want to come to an in-person camp, is there's a ticket exchange in the announcement section on the Facebook group. If you click on there, you'll see ticket exchange. If somebody for some reason can't attend a camp, they can sell you their ticket. That's how we do it inside the group. Let's see. Well, some people registered have already sold their tickets, but the vast majority of the people who are coming now are people who, like, they decided to stay because we normally have 400 coming, and this camp we're only going to do around, I think there's 150 to 175 totally. We capped it at a low end so that we could be well within the COVID restrictions and stuff. Like we are socially distancing like even more than they recommend. So we pretty much, most people have sold their tickets who plan to sell their tickets due to COVID. The swag box has all kinds of stuff in there. There's a journal. There's a planner, some stickers. I'm not even really sure what all's in there. I think there might be a picture of it somewhere on the Facebook group. But Paula probably could answer more of that for you. What else should have besides what's in the swag box? A pen and all of your attention and a lot of water. So guys, when you come, here's what I really want to recommend. I will talk about this in the very beginning. I want you to be focused and attentive as if I'm in the room with you. Now, when you're at home, that means you need to clear the decks. You need to make it super clear to everyone you love that's in your house. I'm going to be at this event. This is not just me watching a Zoom video. You know, if you need to interrupt me, it better be life or death. Like, you don't have to be an asshole. You don't have to do any of that stuff. But you do need to tell people what you're doing. You need to let them know how important this is to you. You need to do it in a way that gets their buy-in, which doesn't mean be a jerk. It means to say, hey, like I'm investing in this time. I cannot wait for this event. Here's how you can help me. Here's what you could do for mommy, all the things. And then when they do interrupt you, you remind them before you just say yes and get pissed that nobody listened to you. You say like, oh yeah, you must have forgot. I'm at my virtual event. Go ask someone else. Go do it yourself or whatever. Like you have to make it important. You can't expect them to make it important for you. You have to make it important. And so for all of you, bring your attention, bring your focus, bring your commitment, bring a pen and bring some water. That was a good question. The virtual attendees will see live coaching. Yes, you're going to see everything that the live people are seeing. You're going to see all of it, every bit of it. That will be live streamed to you. When we do the replay, if for some reason, because what happens in the live event, sometimes people want to get coached on some very sensitive private topics. We will very often say, turn the cameras off of them, only keep them on me so that they're not on screen. So we may do some of that stuff, but you'll still be seeing me. You just won't be seeing the person. And we do that so that the people who come that like literally need some real help, and they're willing to talk about it in front of a group of people, but they don't have to worry about it being on, like their face being on camera and stuff, because for some people that's hard. We don't usually have people ask for that, but we do have some people ask for it every now and then, or every now and then we'll be doing something where I know it's going to be harder if cameras are on the people. And I will say, cameraman, shut it down. And then like the lead guy, I'll be like, I'm the only one on screen. Like I only record me right now. And sometimes we do that. And we do that just for people's comfort level and that kind of thing. Let's see. And it does take a few weeks to edit. You got to think it's 3 days of video that has to be cut and clipped. And we like it to be nice. So it will probably take at least a month, if not 6 weeks, to get it all edited, get the audio done, all the things added and all that kind of stuff, uploaded and that kind of stuff. It's not as quick as you would think. I did answer if this would be good for a new person. So if you go back and listen to this when we're done, I answered that. How do you do it all? You get a lot done. Planning. Watch Mastering Time. That's exactly how I get shit done. I plan everything. I have my planner here. I've woke up every morning. I've made my plan every day for what all I want to accomplish. Even like I've planned the days I want to drink and do nothing, all that kind of stuff. I just don't waste a lot of time. I don't spend a lot of time in indecision. That's another big thing. When y'all ask about how do I get things done, that's one of the things I'll be teaching at camp. Is I'm actually reading this book where it talks about how if you don't have a food plan, your brain probably tries to make a decision about food over 200 times a day. I'm like, not my brain, because I have a plan. And when it tries to want to think about food, I'm just like, what's on the plan? Like, that's important. That's the same thing when it comes to my time and like what I'm going to read and stuff. I try to eliminate as many decisions in the moment that I have to make. Like I keep the books that I'm reading out so I don't even have to go look for them. I don't have to decide what book I'm going to be reading and stuff. Like I know what I'm going to be doing. It allows me so much fun and spontaneity in my downtime. I like to have all my fun and spontaneity when I'm actually in downtime, when I can truly enjoy it. What I don't want to do is be spontaneous with food and shit and then not be really enjoying it because I'm sitting there plagued with I shouldn't be doing this shit. Let's see. You don't need a platform. You'll just log into a web page. The last time we had some issues, you won't have any of that issue now. You'll just log into the web. You'll basically get a link to a page. That'll be the page we'll be live streaming from, and it should just work on your computer. We're turning off all the you have to have an account shit. The biggest benefit for attending the virtual camp. I think the biggest benefit is the focus on you. So one of the reasons why I go to virtual events and I go to different things is because like I'll find a topic that I really want to learn and I really want to understand. And I know that if I will carve out three days of my time, a day of my time, whatever, you know, like this one's 3 days, or it's really 2.5, but basically 3. I know that if I carve that time out and I'm going to be only working on that and not doing other things and stuff, I'm going to get a lot done. Sometimes, like if I just get replays to things, not to say that it can't be done, but it's a lot easier to not prioritize them. It's a lot easier to not do all the worksheets. It's a lot easier to not do the work. If you're doing it in live time, you've got the momentum of the event carrying you through. I would say that's always the biggest thing. All right, the glare is getting bad. You do not have to log into Facebook to be in the camp. We're not going to be doing any of that in there. I am not on Facebook. How do I attend? Well, that's not true, Cher or Char. You're on Facebook right now. You're in Facebook right now doing this live. So I'm not sure what you mean by that, So, but you don't have to be on, like, this is an event that's not even happening on Facebook. I can't see anything like that. All right, let me go over here because the glare is getting so rough. I can't see. Let's see. Your dog's going to the dog sitter. Have you announced dates for the 2021 camp? No, not yet. We're still nailing some stuff down. Let's see. Okay, that's everything. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here since it's the glare's getting bad. I'm going to change my clothes, lay out, read some today. We're going to have a hazy day. It's going to be a good day here in Florida. So if you want to come, please just get signed up. We are going to shut it all down on Monday night. And other than that, just keep doing your no BS. Keep showing up for all the things, guys. I promise you, it's going to be amazing whether you come or whether you just do all the things inside of no BS. We have so much stuff planned for you guys over the next few months. It's unreal. It's all good things. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.